وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity, where we discuss human-related issues, and especially from an Islamic perspective. One of the most basic rights for a human being is the freedom of thought. Now, what is the freedom of thought, or so-called freedom of consciousness, or freedom of idea? Now, as an individual, as a human being, we all hold the right to have our ideology, to have our thinking, to have our beliefs, to have our viewpoints, our thoughts, and independently, without being forced to think elsewise. So I am free to think in aspects of, when, in terms of my beliefs, in terms of my political belief, in terms of my economical belief, in terms of my social belief, in terms of my even scientific belief. Every human being should have this basic right to think for himself and to be free of other interventions. I mean, I can't make this any more basic. And as human beings, we understand this from the bottom of our bellies, that this is our right, the right of every human being. However, is that the case now in our modern world, if we look at it? Of course not. Now, this topic of the freedom of thought and freedom of consciousness and freedom of idea, it's constantly under attack, and especially by the media, where we are not being able to form our own thinking, or rather, if we have formed of our own thinking, it is constantly under attack, which violates the human rights in this sense. So it is the freedom of thought is basically the fundamental and the most basic pillar of freedoms, of rights, at least, if we can say that. So it is constantly required in every aspect of my life. So when I use my own mechanism, when I use my own social media, for example, mechanism, when I use the media in general, the mechanism of media, in order to brainwash societies, in order to brainwash people, in order to install in them my own ideology, that's a direct violation towards the human rights. And this is now is being done systematic. It's been done by some oppressive systems in the world, even though these systems, they clothe themselves with the term of freedom or the term of human rights or the term of trying to give people justice and what have you. But the reality of them, they are very oppressive in their nature in terms of violating one's mind and violating one's thinking and trying to deprive him and steal everything from him. Now, this is, to begin with, is not human, and Second is not realistic or Islamic or religious in any shape or form. Because man, doesn't matter what he wants to think, he has the right to think that. Now, we can discuss, we can debate, but he has the right to form his own beliefs and his own thinking, and we have to agree with him. Now, let us take a short break, and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Before the break, we were saying that as human beings, we have the right to form our own beliefs and our own thinking, our own point of view in all aspects of life. And no one should have the right to take that from me. Now, sometimes these thoughts and these ideas and these ideologies that I hold, sometimes they are in my brain, in my thoughts, which I'm sure no one says to me, you can't think that, I can think wherever I want. But sometimes, when I want to put my thoughts into words, either written or verbal, then I face the music, as we say. So many books get banned. Many books are not allowed to be published because they hold an ideology that is different to that of my enemies or different to those who don't like it to be printed. Now, where's the freedom of thought in that? Now, obviously, some might say, well, yeah, but there are books that are destructive. They're harmful to humanity. They're harmful to human beings. They're harmful to the beliefs of people. Obviously, I mean, we're not talking into a specific cases. So in terms of being specific, yes, there are very destructive mentalities. I can't have such mentalities run wild within humanity because there are books written by Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Which have very destructive ideology and towards the youth, towards people in general. But I'm talking about other instances where I am not violating man's right, at least to live or to live a happy life. I'm just expressing my views, at least if it's done from an Islamic perspective, if I'm trying to say my thoughts of my belief themselves. For example, Islam forbids homosexuality. Now, homosexuality is now very accepted in all parts of the world, and it's the norm now, and it's even blessed by the church. But as a Muslim, if I want to say, well, no, actually, that's wrong, I don't practice such a thing, and I hate such a practice, and I stand against such a practice. Now, this is my own thinking. This is my own beliefs. Am I allowed to do that now in the Western countries? Of course not. That will be considered violation of the rights of others, which is insane, insanity. So I cannot express my views anymore. In terms of I want to speak my own views, in terms of saying, okay, these people, for example, this transgender community now in the Western country, if I say they're wrong in what they're doing by trying to eliminate the he and the she and the it and what have you, if I want to say, well, they're not right in this regard, now I am under attack. So you can see that I am just trying to lay the foundation, inshallah, for episodes to come. But we can see that the thinking of people now is under attack. You're not allowed to be a free thinker. And even if you are a free thinker, you're constantly being, your thinking being manipulated by the media, by social media, by the superpowers. And people now, they only believe what they see, what they've been told. They're not being allowed to be free thinkers, to be able to form their own point of view. It's constantly being manipulated by other systems, which violates the rights of people themselves. So we will leave it up to here. And we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.